All right, I just finished watching Infidel, the 2019 film from D'Souza Media. The film was basically trying to tackle the subject of radical Islamic fundamentalism. The film starred Jim Caviezel, so they had kind of an A-lister from, I know him from The Passion of the Christ. He does these types of films. And it basically, the plot point was centered around him getting kidnapped, and once he made a trip to Iran or Iraq or somewhere in the Middle East, and he ends up getting kidnapped and imprisoned in a political prison, and the film was about trying to get him out of jail. It was very, very poorly written, I think. It was well acted, but the actors didn't have a lot of meat to go on, you know, to play with. There wasn't a lot of meat on the bone, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I don't really want to spend too much time reviewing the film. It wasn't that great. It was almost B-level, and I really had higher expectations for it. I don't know. I just thought they could have done more with the material that they had, and for that reason, I would only grant it 2 stars.
I guess I wanted to add that some of the things I felt that were weird or just didn't add up to me on Infidel were like when he decided to go to the Middle East, when he knew how dangerous it was going to be. Then he goes on to a talk show and creates an uproar, to put it lightly, so that he almost has a target on his back after what he says on the talk show. And so if you're going to do that, at least have bodyguards. If you're going to do something like that, you need a security team. And then the other thing that I felt was really cliche is the fact that at the end of the film, spoiler, at the end of the film, he ends up getting away. And it's that happy American ending. But it has to be believable for you to swallow it. And in this case, I just thought it was all too much.